There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I started watching Baby Reindeer. Now, this is the one that has taken over Netflix. It's about a stalker. We're going to try and get our hands on the promo. I don't think we have it just yet, but it's about a stalker. And it's about the kind of people who stalk and the kind of people who are stalked. And it's scary. And actually quite funny at the same time. And I think it's probably going to win a fistful of awards when television awards season comes around, because it's gripping stuff. And among its fans are, of all people, the great Stephen King. Now, Crossy, you asked the lads during the week, had I seen it? Because it's after blowing your head completely. Morning.
It's wild. It's something I don't think I've ever watched before. How far in are you with this? This is a non-spoiler chat.
I'm about to start episode 3.
Okay.
So it's based on this. Give us the basics of it.
So it's based on this comedian back in the mid-noughties, was working in a pub. You could say it was a failed comedian. And this lady walks into the pub and he just felt sorry for her. And he was like, do you want something? And she was like, I've no money. And he gave her a drink. And for some reason, that kind of just clicked with her. And she began this obsession with him. But from the very get-go, you realize there's something not adding up, because she said she'd no money. And then all of a sudden, he was like, so what do you do? And she was like, oh, I work for the government. I know Tony Blair. I know David Cameron. And then she passed him her phone, and it was all just these contacts of Tony Blair, which you realize at the start it's not them. But throughout the whole series, it's emails that she sends him, and at the end of it all, it's sent from my iPhone. But if you look at the phone that she gave him at the very start, she doesn't own an iPhone. So you're kind of looking at that going, okay, this is sus. There's something going on here. But it's just, there's so much in it. Like, there's parts in it where you're laughing and you're like, God forgive me, why am I laughing? And then there's parts where I honest to God will say the saddest piece of television and the most uncomfortablest piece of television I have ever watched in my entire life. It's episode 4. And I think, PJ, I think when you're watching it, I think you kind of need to, you know, have a clear head in you.
Yeah.
And you need to go in and maybe have time to yourself afterwards. So, like,
there's a thing about it. I mean, in the very early, and for people who've only seen episode 1 or 2, so she comes into the bar. He's a barman in a half decent pub. It's not a kip.
Yeah.
He's a barman. It's quiet. He's bored. There's a few fellas at the counter. And this woman comes in and pulls herself up on a chair, and she's rather large, so it's an effort for her to pull herself up on the chair, and she sits there. And he offers her a cup of tea because she has no money. And then she begins to tell him that she's a lawyer, a high-class lawyer. And immediately I'm asking myself the question, well, why the hell don't you have the price of a cup of tea? And he asks himself that question. It seems to me, Crossy, to be an exploration of broken people.
And you know what? People is the main word to use here, because there's times when I was watching it that I want to put my fist through the TV at him. Like, I was, and yeah, even people who haven't watched it yet, you are going to be angry with him. You are going to feel absolutely horrifically sad for him. And then you're going to be like, what are you doing? Ring the guards. And there's no way, right? If you're only on episode two now, if I gave you €1 million here, you could not tell me how it ends, because there are so many twists and turns. But the other crazy thing about this, what I don't understand, is the guy who's playing him is the guy who it happened to. So this is the mad thing. Like, this isn't an actor.
Yeah.
The guy has actively, and that again, to me, I'm not, and now I'm kind of going, why would he put himself through that? Because there's certain things in this that I swear, when you watch, and I know there's people listening now, they're shouting at the radio going, there's parts of it that are just, your jaw will drop to the floor.
Yeah.
Drop to, it's going to win BAFTAs. It's going to win all round.
There's a couple of spectacular performances. She herself, Jessica Gunning, she's brilliant. She's so...
She's brilliant.
But I think...
She could be the next Olivia Colman. Someone says that's how good she is.
She's fantastic.
Like, she's incredible.
And she's totally believable. Totally believable as a nutcase. She really is. But then his love interest Terry, who's a trans woman.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Is played by a trans actor. Fantastic.
She is amazing. She is absolutely amazing. Again, someone who outshines this whole story. And as the whole series goes on, her character develops. And then when stuff happens, you're looking at her and you're going, okay, I think the only winning person out of this is Terry, and how everyone loves Terry. When you're finished watching it, go on to YouTube and start watching the main character's comedy sets, because things that he referenced in this whole thing, they're all on YouTube. The actual performances of actual things that happened. Now, the only problem is now is that he's come out and he has said, will you stop trying to find the people?
Well, there's the thing. And now, he has not named, in real life, he hasn't named who did it. So this woman now, Fiona Harvey, has come out of the woodwork.
And people are looking at her Facebook, and I think the other night she had 100 posts in about 2 hours talking about it. And like, I think that's a problem as well, because I read an article where someone was like, is this a whole setup to say that now we're the stalkers? So you know the way it's looking at, you know, her life and his life, and now we've become that person wanting to find episode 4 again. You haven't seen it, but to find that person, and people are saying it's very easy to find who this person. There's like massive accusations of people accusing celebrities of certain things because they can map out the time frame as to when certain things had happened. Like Libus, and he has had to come out at certain times and go, stop mentioning this man's name, because this isn't the man. You can't do this. You're going to ruin people's careers. Yeah. Like, it is.
Like if it is this Fiona Harvey woman, and I've read articles in The Guardian and articles in the London Evening Standard and all that, like, if it is her, like, is it right that she's exposed because she's not a well person?
There you go. There's one lovely bit in it, and it's not a spoiler. It's about why it's called Baby Reindeer. And at the end, I kind of was like, ah, I get it. And that's nice, because you're kind of going, why does she keep going, Baby Reindeer? Hey, Baby Reindeer. And it gives you the creeps when she says, but again, the actress is brilliant. When she launches herself at him, she's such a strong-willed woman. Give her every single award, I find. But yeah, you've got a couple. wild nights ahead of you now. I won't lie.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to do battle with the snooker over the next few days, but for sure, Stephen King being a fan, that kind of says it all. It's what I like about it, Crossy, is the episodes. Like, they're not hours. They're 28 minutes, 38 minutes. They're a bit like, and I was raving about this a few weeks ago, the other one, I need a piece of paper for this, The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. Netflix are doing these things now with shorter episodes, and it works.
I think they're realizing now that people don't have as much time as they like to think they do, or they're messing with our heads going, we're going to do 8 episodes of a half an hour each instead of 4 1-hours. Because, you know, in the evening time now, it's starting to get brighter. People are going, oh, I have to go watch this. Oh, God, this is, and it is like, it is a commitment, because there was a girl in here actually who watched Baby Reindeer a few weeks ago, and she said she watched it one afternoon. I was like, have you not got a life? And then when I sat down to watch it, I went, ah, they're only 25 minutes. Like, even if on a more lighter note, One Day, which came out with Leo Woodall there around Christmas, they were all 27 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And it's not this stereotypical, it must be something for our mind to watch it. But if you haven't watched Baby Reindeer, it is worth a watch to get it, because it's so real.
Yeah, it's weird. And did you see that other one? We're like two outfits in the pub now again. The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window.
No, not yet.
Go watch it. That's brilliant.
See, I need something light. I did get a preview of Bodkin, which is going to be out very soon on Netflix. This is with Chris Wally's in it. It's got a stellar cast. I think it's based down
I've
in
I've seen
Cork.
The trailer, and I'm Netflix. Looking forward to it because it looks great.
I don't even think I can talk about it. Actually, look, I can say it. Yeah, it's good. It has got a stellar Irish cast. And you know when you're watching something that has a good Irish cast in it and you recognise their voices from the radio,
yes,
as in their actors that do, like, you know, proper ads. There's a lot of that in it where you're going, I know that man or woman's voice. They've obviously done Brennan's Bread ads or something like that, you know, throughout the years. That's when you know they're good actors, because they've, you know, they're on the stage, but they also do some radio ads. So there's a lot of that in it. But yeah, look, there's so much coming out over the next while.
I normally stop watching television in the summer other than sport. Unfortunately, I have a funny feeling that might be a problem this year, because there's so much good stuff there. There really is.
Oh, I think so. But look, it could be worse. You could be like me. I'm a Leeds United fan, and this week is either do or die for us. So think of me while everyone's all watching sport this weekend.
All right, Crossy, we'll think of you. It's thank you. It is brilliant. It is a bit scary. I'll probably get to episode 4 now tonight, things he's after telling me.
Cork's 96 FM.